Help you optimize your savings. Great selection, great service, and overall great experience. Start off the new year right. Shop Emporia First at Clint Boyer Autoplex, 2805 West Highway 50, or call 343-6723, where we care.
KVOE, we are live, and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning, final day of the month of January. It is 842. On our way to 68 degrees today, loving this kind of weather. A lot of people are much better moods than they have been the last couple of weeks. See some sunshine out there. This guy right here, though, is always in a good mood. Greg Jordan, Executive Director of Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty darn well. A beautiful day ahead of us, and good day.
All right, it's always good to talk to Greg. He's with us every other week at this time to talk about what is happening at the History Center, and there is always a lot to talk about. Coming up, boy, you had a busy January there, Greg.
We had a very busy January, which is pretty typical for us, but this was even more so. So a lot of activities, kids' things and adult things and programming and whatnot, and so now we're getting ready for an exciting and busy February.
Indeed you are, and I know that the Emporia First Friday Art Walk is this Friday night, and you have, you'll be part of it at the History Center too, won't you?
So that, and we will have the Emporia State University Art Department Art Forum will be here on our third floor. So it's all about art on Friday, and we're very happy to be a participant. We feel like art is a cultural thing, and culture and history go hand in hand. So we like to include as much art as possible.
And it seems, too, that that's not the only thing that you've got art-related coming up. You've got the Ad Astra Art Show, which basically goes all month.
The Ad Astra Art Show is going all month. That is the month of February. And it is Kansas-themed art, and that's on our second floor in the Preston Gallery. But a really nice display of local artists and artisans. And so everything from photographs to paintings to sculpture there on our second floor. So come in and check that out. It's really quite nice.
All right. So through the entire month of February, tell us about that crazy quilt, crazy love display you have there.
So along with the quilt display that's going on at the Emporia Art Center, we have a crazy quilt display. Crazy quilt is a standard design for quilts. Some of our quilts date back to the 1860s. So we have 9 crazy quilts on display on our first floor. So come in and check those out. They're really quite interesting.
Greg Jordan again joining us here for his biweekly update as our morning show continues. Kind of shifting off of the quilting and the art side of things, sounds like you're going to be bringing in some students for some extra special tours, I guess you could say, here of the History Center.
So we have teamed up with Village Elementary School for the last, this will be the fourth year. And what we do is Lisa goes out to a village school and talks to the kids about history and the importance of history and the kind of things that they can display. And so they will take some of our artifacts, create an exhibit for that, and then we'll have a pop-up museum on our third floor on February 29th. February 29th, extra day this year, so we're going to take full advantage of that. So this event is open to the public, so it'll be Village third graders, and they will create an exhibit using our artifacts, but they'll do all the research. So it's a very fun event. The kids really get a big kick out of it, and that's coming up on February 29th.
That's when it will open?
Yes, that'll be. It's a one-day, one-night exhibit. It's
gotcha.
A pop-up museum, and so it's again, the kids do a really good job. They're very enthusiastic about it, and of course, they bring their parents and friends and other family members, and it's a really, really good event.
So are we close to your annual meeting?
We are getting close to our annual meeting, which will be, I'm turning around looking at my calendar, it will be on Saturday, March 23rd.
Okay.
There will be more information available on that. We used to have it in the middle of the winter, and that was always iffy because of the weather, so we have moved it on to spring so that the weather should have stabilized by then. So, yes, we're going to have it on Saturday afternoon here at the History Center on March 23rd. Again, more information to come.
And Greg mentioned the Emporia State University Art Department holding its first art forum Friday. What time does that start, Greg?
It starts at 5:30 okay. here at the History Center.
All right.
Okay.
And that's at the third floor of the History Center.
Third floor of the History Center.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's a great space up there. If you're interested in holding events, get a hold of Greg or anybody at the History Center. You do have availability for people to rent that, right?
We do have availability for people to rent that. Now, May is typically not a good month to rent because of graduations and the Unbound. The Unbound kind of comes in and takes over. But prior to that, we have several dates available. So if you're interested, just give us a call here at the History Center, 620-340-6310.
And what about History Center memberships, Greg?
History Center memberships, always a good way to go. It helps both you as the community member and us, the community repository for history. So $30 for a individual membership and $50 for a family membership. If you're interested in that, come on by the History Center or go to explorelioncounty.net. Check out what it says on our website or give us a call at 340-630-6410.
Be a part of history, always, every day at the Lyon County History Center. Greg, thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. It is 8:48, sunshine and 35 degrees. Good morning.
Greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. New year, new plans, new hope.